Hello and welcome to the Business Today News podcast. I'm Rashi and here are the top stories. The United States overtook Saudi Arabia as India's second biggest oil supplier last month as refiners boosted cheaper US crude purchases to record levels to offset OPEC supply cuts, data from trade sources showed. India's imports from the United States, the world's top producer, rose 48% to a record 5,45,300 barrels per day in February from the prior month, accounting for 14% of India's overall imports last month. Ratan Tata-funded generic Aadhaar, a pharmacy chain selling low-cost medicines, has launched a mobile app to take on competition from online pharmacies. The app, launched by Ratan Tata yesterday in Mumbai, has facilities to upload prescriptions and place orders. The medicines will be delivered from the nearest generic Aadhaar franchise store. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has tabled a bill in Rajya Sabha to amend the Insurance Act to increase foreign direct investment in the sector to 74% from 49%. The Union Cabinet had approved the amendments listed in the Insurance Amendment Bill 2021 last Wednesday. Germany, France and Italy said on Monday they would hit pause on AstraZeneca COVID-19 shots after several countries reported possible serious side effects, throwing Europe's already struggling vaccination campaign into disarray. Denmark and Norway stopped giving the shot last week after reporting isolated cases of bleeding, blood clots and a low platelet count. A first information report has been lodged against Instagram influencer Hitesha Chandrani based on the complaint from Zomato delivery executive Kamraj, who she had alleged of assaulting her. In the case filed with Bengaluru's Electronic City Police Station, she has been charged with assault, insult and criminal intimidation of Indian Penal Code. On March 10th, Chandrani, in a viral video, had alleged that a Zomato delivery boy punched her in the face after an argument over the delayed food delivery. And that's all we have for you today. Goodbye.